Hello, GWA backstage and everybody else on the Reddit. So I was in the mood to ramble at y'all for a little bit. And of course, why else other than to discuss music? Let's see. God, it's been a really good while since I did a ramble of some sort, other than ramble faps, of course. But we won't be doing that any of this month, since, yeah, the no touch thing. No touch November, no fap November, whatever you want to call it. No nut November. Pfft, I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah, you know what's weird? You know what's really, really weird? Once you start, before you start recording, you're in this overwhelmingly heavy mood to ramble. But once you turn it on, you're just like, that's kind of how I'm feeling at that point. But I'm slowly inching up to, you know, being my usual rambly self. Yeah, so what I wanted to talk about was, God, why is it? Why is it that I am so easy to cry at certain sounds in a song? I have no idea, like, when a key changes, or when there's a certain note that's played, I'm just like, I'm a big baby when it comes to music. Okay, so, yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about in this ramble. Because I was listening to, earlier on tonight, I was listening to, what was I listening to? Oh, yeah, I was watching a video, and it was from this NBC special, A Very Wicked Halloween, and there was this, there's this duet with Adam Lambert and Ladisi? Is that how you pronounce her name? Yeah. Ladisi. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's getting to where nowadays I don't just have chill bumps when I hear something I like, in like something that touches me in the heart in music. I cry. Oh god. And it's like, cuz yeah, they did a song from Wicked. Well, the whole special was about Wicked, of course. They did a duet with As Long As You're Mine. Yeah. Oh god. Oh god, the key changes in that one. Where, okay, it was Ladisi did her verse first, and once Adam came in, and the key changed to like a C major. See, I'm not really that skilled in music, even though I sing and play the piano. I'm just. Okay, but anyway, they shifted keys, and there I was, just promising myself, oh, like, you know how I like musicals, I do, and you know how I'm a sucker for Wicked, and for those of you who don't know that, you know now. Yeah, so I love Wicked. Yeah, and especially that song, ooh, and the way they both perform. You know, prior to listening to that, I thought, now, Ladisi, I've heard of her name around before, but I think I've heard her voice once or twice before, and I knew she could sing. I really knew she could sing, and, let's see, I know of Adam Lambert. He's currently touring with Queen right now. He's been touring with Queen for quite some time now. Now, when I heard that they were gonna do this duet on this song, As Long As You're Mine, I thought, oh God. Well, now I'm proven wrong. I'm not. It, my reaction went from to when I listened to it completely, I was just like, holy crap. I had tears. I had tears just streaming down my eyes. Excuse me. Yeah, it was oof, oof. I think I'm tearing up now just thinking about it, 'cause I'm just like, I'm such a big baby when it comes to like certain aspects of a song. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just like key changes, and then I started tearing up. I mean, while listening to Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I'm just like, wait, this happy little tune, and then the key change comes, and I'm just like, tears again. What the heck? This is supposed to be a happy song. Fantasy is supposed to be a happy song. But there I am, and I'm just like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. 'Cause it is. It is beautiful. I mean, a happy song doesn't necessarily have to be in a major key. And Fantasy really does prove that. And well, I don't know about me in minor keys. They made me cry. I don't know. Just aspy things. Anyway, yeah, certain aspects of a song, a key change, minor keys, even a certain sound of a certain note or something, or a certain chord progression, it just like floors me, and I just feel my heart just go down to my gut. Like, it's one of those things, really. Well, yeah, 'cause let's just say that not, I don't only cry at sad songs. I cry at everything in music. I'm a big baby. Like I said, I'm a big baby when it comes to certain aspects of song. Like, hey, you're gonna do that in a minor key, even though it's not a sad song. Yeah. And yeah, it's just, nope. Oh, shit. I don't know. But, yeah. And speaking of Earth, Wind, and Fire and Fantasy, God, that's a good song. Oh, yeah. And it's just, I have this overwhelming urge to play that song right now as I'm talking to you all, but I don't want to be reduced into like a blubbering mess when the key change comes in near the end. Then I'm just gonna be like, I just wanted to. It just sounds so stupid. Anyway, yeah, key changes, certain chord progressions, they make me cry because I am a big old baby. When it comes to music, it doesn't only happen in sad songs, okay? It could happen in like really romantic songs, or like just cheery songs, and I'll just be like, my heart just busts a nut every time, and then it then and then tears come to my eyes, and then just my heart bursts a nut. That just sounds so silly. I don't even know why my brain came up with that. No, my brain didn't come up with that. My mouth did, before my brain even had a chance to think that up. Oh God. Anyway, yeah. And then, oh God, what was? Oh shit. I also wanted to talk about this song. No, this is not gonna be a Tark Song of the Week thing. Song Rant of the Week thing. No, it's not gonna be it. Although, I have been meaning to get back into doing those, but I just never had the right motivation or, probably it doesn't have to do with time. It has to do with motivation. Because I don't know. And let me see. So I was listening to this song before I started this ramble. It was a Fountain of Ma what was it called? Fountain of Samosis. And it was by Genesis. Now I remember in one of the recordings I did, where I had trouble pronouncing the word Salmasis. And I was like, Salmasis? Salmasis? Samantha Fox! No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. No. The Fountain of Salmasis. Now, I have two versions of that on my computer, the one by Genesis themselves and the one by Steve Hackett. Now, before I even listened to Steve Hackett's version, I solely swore on the original version from Nursery Crime. Because I thought that was the end all and be all of versions of Fountain of Salmasis. But now I was listening this one time in particular, I think about a year ago, I think. No, it was around when I got my new laptop. It was about 5 or 6 months ago. I was listening to one of Steve Hackett's solo albums, and it was a revisited album where he redid a bunch of songs from, I think, well, no, it wasn't just from the Peter Gabriel era. It was both from the from it was Gabriel era and post Gabriel era Genesis songs. Like, let's see, he in one of the albums that the one of the revisited albums, yeah, one of them, because he has two. No, but the one I'm talking about, that one has the Fountain of Salmasis on it. The first one. Now, as I was saying that for a while now, I really solemnly swore on the original Fountain of Salmasis, the one from Nursery Crime, because I thought that the production was already epic enough. And there you have Peter Gabriel singing lead, so what more do you need? But then, about 5 or 6 months ago, when I got into listening to Steve Hackett's his solo stuff, and there was his version of Fountain of Salmasis where he did the lead vocals on there. And see, I think he's a decent vocalist, I think. I really do, but he's a stellar guitarist. So, yeah, as I was saying, no, I thought, let's go and see and check this out, 'cause I don't think it'll be as good as the original. Boy, was I ever wrong. There was these instrumental parts that I've never even heard before that they incorporated in that song. And there was like one part where it sounded like something from Psycho. It's just Yeah, it sounded like something that you would hear from an Alfred Hitchcock movie. As I said, it sounded like something from Psycho, like something Bernard Herrmann would compose or something. And then they would go back to the main the main instrumentation that was in the original, and I just thought, wait, what? Wait, hold on, what Y'all are gonna act like this didn't happen? What? And I'm just like, whoa. It was, and I thought the production on that one was even greater, because there are some pieces of instrumentation you've not heard in the original. And see, that, okay, this is the moment where I kind of flip-flop between the original and Steve Hackett's version of it, because I don't know which is greater, the original or the one from Revisited. Because I, both are great, I think. Because I think right now, I'm going to say that for right now, the Revisited one is a little better, I think. But then there's going to be some time later on in a later time or later point, and I say, oh, the one from Nursery Crime is better. And then later on in that point in time, I'm going to say, oh, the one from Revisited is better. Wait, which one is better? So, let's just settle this right now. Both versions are great in their own right, and I am truly in love with this song. Yeah, it's a pretty happy song about this demigod just going through the forest, and there's this nymph that seduces him and seduces and rapes him by forcing him into the lake where they became one body. And he becomes this person that is named Hermaphrodite. So that's basically what the song is about. Just a happy little song about a demigod being forced into a lake by a water nymph. Yep. I guess that's all I wanted to talk about, I guess. About how little things in songs that make me cry, which aren't necessarily sad songs, just minor things is like key changes and certain chord progressions, and of course the song Fountain of Samosis. Yeah, I guess that about covers it. Yeah. Well, I hope you all have fun listening to me ramble. And yeah, I will see y'all real soon. Okay. Bye-bye.